5 to 11 to get a Pfizer booster shot.
Virginia's governor says he has a plan for fixing a failing education system. I'm Christy King.
Exploring backup options for D.C.'s drinking water on Neil Augenstein.
And why didn't Republican congressional leaders cut ties with Donald Trump? It's 10 o'clock.
CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Oklahoma's governor says he will sign a recently passed abortion bill into law. KWTV's Brittany Tulis in Oklahoma City.
Thursday morning, Oklahoma representatives heatedly debated HB 4327, arguably the most restrictive abortion ban in the nation, leaving providers effectively unable to provide abortions.
Is a reversal of history happening in front of our eyes? Once signed, abortion will be illegal in Oklahoma, full stop.
There are exceptions for rape or incest, only if the crime is first reported to police.
Buffalo turns to song and prayer as it attempts to heal from what authorities say was a racially motivated supermarket shooting. One attendee becomes emotional.
No justice, no peace. Hallelujah.
A grand jury has indicted a white 18-year-old for the rampage, which killed 10 black people. His lawyer has entered a not guilty plea to first-degree murder. Operation Fly Formula is up and running with a goal to bring from other countries baby formula for use here in the United States. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We're in this active coordination right now. I do not have a specific flight to speak to today or exact quantities to speak to today. We are in active coordination with the interagency. We've got our marching orders and we'll work through this.
Parents worried that their children may be susceptible to COVID-19 face new numbers about positive cases on the rise in more than 40 states. CBS's Nikki Batiste with more on booster shots for elementary school children.
The CDC panel recommended today that kids ages 5 to 11 get their booster at least 5 months after their second dose. The FDA has said a COVID vaccine for children under 5 could receive emergency use authorization in June.
Stranded dolphins are back in safer waters after being rescued along Cape Cod. CBS's Linda Kenyon has the story.
The 7 dolphins were stranded in a shallow part of the Herring River along Cape Cod. That's when the International Fund for Animal Welfare sprang into action, summoning more than 40 people to rescue the dolphins. They were corralled and placed into a custom-designed vehicle used for such things, and then transported to Provincetown, where they were released in deeper waters. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
The third time is the charm for Boeing's crew capsule as it blasted off on a repeat test flight to the International Space Station. Only a test dummy is on board. 2 previous attempts were marred by software flaws and stuck valves. If the capsule reaches the space station tomorrow and all goes well, NASA test pilots could strap in by the end of this year for the company's first astronaut flight. Stocks ended lower on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
10:03 here on WTOP. It's Thursday night. It's May 19th, 2022. College Park still at 81 degrees, dropping to the 50s later. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Virginia public schools are in a major decline. That's in a new report from the state's education department. It says expectations, standards, academic performance have all dropped, while the achievement gap among students is growing. But Virginia's governor says he's got a new plan to turn all that around.
Promising historic investments in education.
I am so impatient on getting a budget out of our Senate that will, in fact, raise teacher salaries, provide bonuses.
Governor Glenn Youngkin's plan for education includes supporting innovation at
lab schools, governor schools, magnet schools, charter schools.
There's focus also on apprenticeships and workforce training, personalized learning plans for struggling students, and high reading standards.
New individualized reading plans implemented in partnership with parents.
Christy King, WTOP News.
10:04 here on WTOP. A 47-year-old surgical assistant from Ellicott City is behind bars in Montgomery County after police say he sexually assaulted a woman who was having her wisdom teeth removed.
The woman had just come to after having the procedure at the only Center for Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery back on April the 5th of last year when she told investigators Mir Asadullah Naqvi, a surgical assistant, began groping and sexually assaulting her. She says it happened while she was alone in the room with him and while he thought she was still asleep. She took notes immediately after the assault happened, according to Montgomery County Police, and went to a hospital to be swabbed for DNA. Naqvi last year denied he did anything wrong, but now almost a year later, DNA linked him to the crime, according to court documents. Naqvi faces sex offense and assault charges and is being held without bond. Mike Morello, WTOP News.
There is no backup water supply for drinking water in the nation's capital if something happens to the Potomac River. As WTOP's Neil Augenstein reports tonight, that makes residents quite vulnerable.
Rudy Chow heads the Washington Aqueduct, which produces drinking water for D.C., Arlington, and Falls Church. WTOP has told you the Trevilla Quarry has been studied as a backup since it could hold 2 weeks of water.
A quarry is a good option, but we got to make sure it's the right option.
Buying a quarry and running pipes and pumps is expensive. Building underground storage tanks might be cheaper. Maybe the water could be recycled. If Congress okays it, he says the Army Corps of Engineers would do a thorough feasibility and engineering study.
We don't want to sink billions of dollars only finding out it doesn't work like what we thought it would.
Neil Eugenstein, WTOP News.
Neil talks much more about the idea for a quarry to hold reserve water and how it could eventually hold 17 billion gallons on our daily podcast, the DMV Download. You can find that wherever you get your podcasts. There are far fewer blue crabs in the Chesapeake Bay than there used to be. It's according to this year's Blue Crab Winter Dredge Survey of the Bay. One scientist calls the findings somewhat worrying, and maybe that person is playing this down a little.
The total abundance of blue crabs in the Chesapeake Bay is 227 million crabs, which is the lowest abundance on record since the survey began in 1990.
Allison Colden, senior fisheries scientist with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, says there are likely a number of ecosystem factors contributing to these lower numbers.
Including things like water quality issues, the loss of underwater grasses, which are important habitat for those juvenile crabs, and possibly also increased predation from things like invasive blue catfish.
Colden says Maryland and Virginia have committed to looking deeper into those factors, but in the meantime, they'll need to double down on efforts to improve habitat and water quality, and crab fisheries may have to look at limiting their harvests. Sarah Jacobs, WTOP News.
Coming up here after traffic and weather, one of the star political reporters of the New York Times, Jonathan Martin, shares with WTOP one of the main points of the new book he co-wrote, This Will Not Pass, about how former President Trump was so weak after January 6th, the Republican Party could have cut him loose, and they chose not to. We'll discuss that coming up on WTOP.
WTOP is always on, even when your car isn't. Download the WTOP app to listen live or ask your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, open WTOP. Or, OK, Google, play WTOP. The latest news, 24/7, 365. WTOP is everywhere you are. Brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, where members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org, insured by NCUA.
We're not sure which companies need to hear this, but the perks that used to work to get the